Hello, and welcome to, we can't hear you, you're not working.
The Bus Factor.
Oh, there we are, we can hear you now. Amazing what that on-off switch does, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jesus, that chat window is quite hard to see in the
We
daylight.
Should make it easy to see, we should just change the opacity. Do you want to do that?
Do
you
I can do that. Okay. I'll change the bus count to...
Looks like people are telling me I'm pretty or something, so I want to see it. So you might have noticed we weren't here last week.
I thought we weren't telling people that.
Oh.
We were just hoping
they wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
But with all our millions of viewers, surely someone would notice.
Okay.
Trying to figure it out. No, we're away, but Hugh had a baby. That's what happened.
It wasn't a baby.
You had a baby. Posted pictures up on Twitter. It's a bit of a risky business having babies, isn't it? Everyone laughs.
I don't know what you're talking about there.
Hugh got married, actually, and we forgot to tweet about it, but it happened. Don't worry. It was okay. Marriage went okay.
Yeah, there were some witnesses.
When do you find out if it accepted your request for a student to build a red light running camera software? The application.
How many people have you told about that?
A lot of people. It's a fucking great project. I posted it on just as well, so everyone can look at it. Well, that's easier to read now. Good work.
Yeah. Well, you can pop up yours, like, big. Cause...
What do you mean, pop up mine big? What does that mean? This is already big.
All right.
Do you mean bigger? I don't know how to make it bigger.
You go pop out.
I'll pop out?
Yeah.
Then you just make make that fucking massive.
Yeah, we...
Oh, yeah, geez, look at it.
That's dodge, but whatever, we'll take it. applications close Monday or something. So we'll send that, and then it'll be done, I guess.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll be accepted. It'll be great if it is accepted.
It will. Because the bus factor just can't continue without it being accepted.
Oh, it's that thing we've talked about doing for so long that we might as well just actually do it at some point. Let me just, I've got the...
Shall we read it out?
Yeah, because it's great. So here we are. Title of so this is VicUni is basically looking for student projects, right? So they're looking for things. This one we're doing it for is a group of 5 students. They have 750 technical hours, though I suspect 700 of those will be used for meetings.
Was this the third year one?
The third year one, yes. Yeah. And this is the title, The Bus Factor. Description. The aim of this project is to deliver a system capable of detecting and monitoring buses that are running red lights in near real time using an unspecialized camera. To that end, it may involve developing an image classifier to detect whether a given object is a bus and a way to determine the status of the traffic light. Additional features of the system could include number plate recognition and speed detection. The system should be highly configurable in a number of ways, such as able to use a static video or live camera input. We should change that to say able to use pre-recorded video.
Yeah.
Because static video sounds weird. Support both Windows and Linux. And fuck, that's never going to happen, is it? But the bus factor does
left out Mac and Plan 9 and all the other operating systems.
Really make them use the 750 hours. An in-user configurable code to run when an event is triggered, e.g. run user-defined code when a red light is run. And that's what we need for...
sending emails and
and cetera, making OBS pop up with whoop 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 stuff like that. Should be developed under an OSI approved license.
For Plan 9 support.
And should be able to deployable at any set of traffic lights. And then we go on, you need to be able to do a little bit of machine learning probably. You can just use off the shelf stuff. A little bit of OpenCV familiarity probably. And it'd be good if you had a camera.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a great project. It's like, boring, though. Like, I wouldn't want to write it.
Not that boring.
It's pretty boring.
It's good for you. Yeah. Oh.
Okay. I really thought that was going to happen. They seemed like they dragged it out. Like, the red light was...
They've tweaked it.
It's a little bit embarrassing, isn't it?
I'll keep getting caught on your desk.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, well, the position is not great today. And someone fucked with my disc, so it's hard to clear off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Is that actually glued down as well?
Which one?
The bottle?
No. Someone glued a bunch of stuff together on my disc. Quite rude, if I say so. I'm fucking not cleaning it up. It's too much effort now. Bad enough to clean up before.
Oh, yeah. I hope these cars stay.
Oh, yeah, boy. You can see them on the screen, right? Yeah, you can see it. Perfect. Yeah, boy. Come on. Let's do it.
Yeah, you just need to stay in
there. Nah, he doesn't give a shit.
Oh,
run over that person. Run him over. Oh, okay, missed. Oh, there's two of them. I didn't even see the second guy there. Yeah, so what are we up to? Yeah, I don't know. Fast Factor project. It'd be pretty sweet. If we get it done, it'll be great.
I reckon it's a fun one. I would have done it if I was a uni student. Like, you look at most of the uni students that most of the projects you might get.
Oh, fuck, they're bad, aren't they?
This is probably the most interesting one.
But the other thing is, like, they're going to be working with us, which is fucking so much more fun than most places. Nah. Nothing. Like, what did I do? I did this. Oh my gosh. Oh, he's vanished. Come back. He's going to get a beer, I'm guessing. Going to get a cold beer. I don't know. Who knows? My uni project that I did, I'm trying to think what the options were. One of them was to capture recorded television and then have a way for you to play it. One of them, the one that I did was like take photos and rebuild Google Maps Street View. And I can't even remember what the other ones were. Those are boring projects. Those are very boring projects. To be like, yo, I want to record some TV and then play it again. That would take me fucking half an hour to build, and there are already products that do it. And then to rebuild Google Street View, guess what? That already exists. It's called Google Street View, and it's a boring as shit project. I don't know.
Yeah. My one, I just got balls deep into a compiler, and yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Well, that's more fun than fucking the shit we did. Oh, we were second year, I guess. But still, I would have rather
my second year one was like a shitty try and pretend to be an interactive game, but it was really just a world that you walked around in.
Yeah, like, that kind of shit is just ridiculous. I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's annoying. I'm very anti-uni. I don't know if I think it's just a thing. What was that?
It was you.
Yeah, it is me.
Your face. Said that.
Yeah, sorry. I get a bit salty about university. I don't know. I didn't enjoy most of my time there, so I tend to project pretty heavily.
Get the chat window back up.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
for
okay.
Us, like blind people.
Oh, that's way easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're a uni student. Well, that means you can't code. That's the truth.
Whoa. One listener down.
No, I didn't mean that.
So now we're
that.
Down to zero.
But it probably means that all your university companions can't code, doesn't it? There'll be like 5 people in the class who can code, and the other fucking 50 will just be like, something like that. I don't know. That's how it was for me, at least.
Yeah. That's fair.
Right in the stack. Oh, I'm going to smash a stack, all right. You just wait, Pippi.
So how many buses do you reckon are going to run?
I thought we had at least 2, but we actually have 0. I feel like we should have got 2 before.
I think
have
one,
they adjusted the lights? I don't know. I'm suspicious.
I think one like caught the tail, but it's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah, especially with these 2 lines here. You can't perfectly... I don't know. I'm going to go low today. I'm going to say...
Got my eye on him.
Yeah. He made it. That's bullshit, right?
I reckon they've tweaked it. They've tweaked it.
What the fuck? That was crazy.
Because you know... They ran a red light to start with.
Yeah, they ran a red light for fucking 10 seconds. He made that, though. That was crazy. He just made it again.
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit.
They tweaked it.
I reckon they have. Oh, my gosh. See, the other thing is, if we have the computer to do it, it can be super precise about it. We can do, like, the proper slow-mo video where we go frame by frame. We're like, safe, not safe.
They probably wouldn't care about that, though. They'll be like, the driver's human. They're not going to be able to tell, like, split second.
Yeah, but they've already run a fucking red light, haven't they? But
yeah,
you're right,
what we
yeah.
really need is another camera just further down to...
Oh, if we capture those red light runs...
Yeah.
Fuck me.
We'll be in the hundreds.
Easy. Yeah, what was I saying?
That one's melt.
I'm going to... Gross. I'm going to say 5. 5 red light runs.
5? Oh, yep. Why are we saying counter plus plus?
Someone thought that it went through a red light, but... Yeah, we want to have more than one camera.
We do actually have two cameras now.
We do. Okay, we don't have a way to record that light, especially, like, it's just an annoying... Our office isn't big enough. If we had the entire building, maybe, but...
We need to get next door. We should ask.
Well, like, we need to go around their office and have a look and see what we can show, yeah. Get its depth, yeah. We could actually do... Oh, I see what you're saying, to monitor the bus, yeah. We could. We have two cameras and their positioning would work perfectly fine, yeah. And then we could do that. But that's, yeah, 3D. I don't think the uni students are going to like that. We might need to make it work using two cameras to do depth perception to more accurately detect whether the bus is going through a red light. That might be a fourth year project, I think. Or knowing uni students, that might be a like post-grad project.
Yeah, hard to know. I mean, like, for us, we can tell just because there's lines painted on the ground.
And we have two eyes. That definitely helps.
Well, with the pre-recorded... Oh, no, like, the uni student working it out.
Yeah, they'll just look at the lines.
Yeah. They won't use our two eyes. Well, I mean, you can get yours cut out if you want.
Yeah, Pepe, if you want to build this for us, you're more than welcome. We can send you, like, sample video and stuff. Like, I would prefer that this was built.
It's just all on the website.
Yeah, but I'd... Okay, if we're going to make them do it... I definitely will give them higher quality video. We're not going to give them these episodes. The algorithm will just be like, there's some pixels. I don't know. Some pixels are moving. I can't really, like, it's on focus.
Maybe that can be one of the stretch goals. Make it work with this.
With this camera, yeah. I don't know. These buses are just on point today. Oh, look at that. Look at them creeping up.
Oh, wow. That's going real slow. Can we see that? No, not quite.
I don't fucking do it in Java, dude. Fuck off.
Java.
We need it to actually work, so if you could use something
why
else.
Why are they stopped
great.
Up there?
I don't know.
Oh my god, I hope they're like just gonna go.
Yeah, they're like gonna wait for the lights and
they're
just
equipping
fucking
their
through.
Jet rockets.
Oh, what is it? He's going again. What's he up to? Can you see him yet?
There he is. Yeah.
He's like inching back and forth. We can't really. That was weird, right?
That was kind of random. Oh, we did a weird indicate. And again, and again, and again.
Indicating
and again.
Right. Maybe he's got like issues and he's
again. And again.
Maybe he's got like mechanical issues and he's trying to say like I'm not gonna pull over here because I have mechanical issues.
Oh shit, I did one too many.
He changed what no, he's still indicating, he's just changed which way now.
Oh my god, he is.
Is he is this
oh my god, he's
is this
be
a golden
duck.
Goose right
yes,
now?
Yes, do it.
Is this it? Oh, he stopped indicating. What's he up to?
He's just he probably noticed it was on, then like flicked it back off. But it like went on the other side.
Yeah. Person behind.
Oh, we've got an official.
What official? What do you want?
Dave's got the better angle.
Of what? Oh, like down the road further? In front of McDonald's. Is it dude with the high-vis vest?
Oh, we've got a tree there.
Yeah, I mean, I can see a tree. Behind what sign?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the sign's behind the tree for us. But
what
yeah,
sign? Is there a sign there?
There's a sign just behind the tree, like one of those info signs.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, okay. What does it say?
The sign's like,
you don't know.
Where to go.
We'll just read it. Okay, fair enough. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Java. I would definitely recommend not using Java. For this.
You
I'd be
Java,
pissed if
you?
These people use Java. In fact, we should probably make it a requirement when we start, like, hey, we'd prefer you don't use Java for this.
No, they can use anything if they want.
It's going to fuck us. Because neither of us want to write Java. And we're going to have to...
Most of it's going to be stuff like OpenCV and whatever that...
If they use Java, they will fuck it. I mean, they're going to fuck it either way, right? Which is... I'm being a little bit harsh. All I mean to say is, like, it's probably going to take a little bit of effort. Yeah, when I was doing OpenCV stuff, so Will Wolf Heavy just said he'd use C++. And I'm like, that was what I used when I was doing my OpenCV stuff as well. Like, I think the C++ bindings are pretty decent anyway, so it makes sense to use them.
Yeah.
Yeah, university students are Python these days. I don't know.
Yeah, they have changed to Python.
Even then, I don't think I'd use Python for this because the performance, like, you'd end up having to run PyPy, which is fine, I guess. And, like, you do shell out, not shell out, but you know, you're using OpenCV bindings. But I feel like I'd prefer not to use Python for this. Like, I think I'd rather use C++. Or at least some combination. Who knows? Okay, well, we've managed to kill 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Should we get into the news?
Is there actually any news?
We've got a few things. None of them are very good, but they do exist. Oh, my gosh. I'm messing with my desk again. I'm not cleaning up anything that's glued, by the way, just in case anyone can glue more of my shit together.
You are.
I'm fucking not.
You are.
No way. Was that you or me?
Yeah, that was you.
I don't think it was.
Nah, it was.
The bottle looks just, like it's far away.
Oh my God.
Where are we? So the news. What do you got in the news this week? The first thing I saw this morning, this afternoon, Krebs was tweeting about it. The old Chase Bank in America, Chase Bank of America. I don't know if they exist outside America.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't banked with them. They weren't HSBC who did all that money laundering for the cartel.
Oh, that guy was going quick.
That's why they call him Speedy McBusman.
Sweetie McBusman.
Speedy, mate. Speedy.
Oh, what did I say?
Sweetie.
Oh, I don't know.
Sweeney Todd Pies. Sweeney Todd Pies, the best of town.
I love the filling of those.
The filling, yeah. Yep. Sure do.
Has extra flavor, like more young and tender, I guess.
Where is Sweeney Todd from? Is it like a play or a book or is it
a play, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Where was a guy? Oh, yeah, the bank. They had an issue, which banks tend to do. I'm guessing it's to do with their fucking 50,000 servers in front of their actual servers. Session issue, so you log in on the mobile application.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, hey, Gregory. And you're like, what the fuck? My name's Sam. And it'll be like, you want to transfer some money?
Yeah. Just get access to his account. I always wanted. Oh, what's this guy doing?
He
looked like he was going to turn.
Yeah, he kind of got a good bit of twitch on then. Yeah. Not sure what he's up to.
It's weird how you. Oh, they're the high viz. They're just local hosts.
Okay. That's not very interesting.
Just local hosts.
Just localists. They don't even have any power. Arrest me, bitches. Come on, try it. Try it. Yeah, that's what I thought. Walk away.
Oh, yeah. So I went upstairs before. Mm-hmm. You know how our windows you can't open?
Yeah.
Stairs, you can.
Wow.
With
why?
A lockpick and a screwdriver.
What's the screwdriver for?
They like screwed it shut as well.
Jeez. Okay. They really don't want it opened.
Well, it is like legal requirement not to have suicide windows, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're not meant to have anything more than one floor up or something.
What about in like a private dwelling?
Private's fine.
Yeah, just businesses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in all our toilets on the other side of the building, they all have openable windows and you can just climb out there.
Weird. Huh, interesting.
Are buses boys or girls? That's an interesting question.
Hugh would say they're boys.
Like, I'd have to call underneath to find out.
You're like, that boy right here. No, they have a hole on the end. But it's more
I've got a hole on the end as well. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, true. I guess I'd say a boy.
You reckon?
I had to guess. Yeah, but there's that thing. They're also, like, I'm going to tend to assign masculine traits to a bus because it's bigger and it's powerful. And
whoa, that's a bit sexist.
That's not sexist. It's just, you know, it's like that thing. Like, dudes generally, and I'm not trying to say it's like a blanket rule, are stronger than chicks, right? Right?
I would say that's a bit sexist.
Yeah, it's not sexist. That's the truth. Yeah, that's putting events are segregated because of that. Because otherwise you have a bunch of dudes who, generally speaking, are a lot stronger than the average girl. And it's unfair. So I think assigning masculine traits to buses is somewhat reasonable.
Do you think we'll get at least one red light run?
I don't know. Like, it's crazy. Who knows, man? I'm not saying females can't be masculine. I'm saying it's an average thing, right?
You've dug this hole. You got to dig yourself out.
Look, there's a dog down there. How cute. Look at him. He's so cute.
Oh, there is a dog.
Yeah, he's so cute.
Oh, he doesn't have a lead on.
He does.
Whoa. Oh, he does. Wow, that's a thin lead for that dog.
You have to have a lead on in town.
Yeah, but sometimes you also have to not run red lights.
That's true, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's that guy who always has his dog.
Do you reckon this car's going to stay there?
What's the one? Oh, there is. Oh, there's two?
Yeah, so there's the blue van. Yeah. You guys can probably see. There's a car right behind it. Oh, he's edging forward. Yes. The van's
are they waiting?
Yes.
He's going round.
Yes.
He made it. Why is he not going?
Oh, my God. He's still not going. Yes. You were destroying all
the guys. Is that
going
to be a goose? If that's a goose, that's so good. Oh, my God. It's a goose. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude. Oh, that's
so
good.
He's still not going.
Why is he not going? What's wrong with him? Is he...
Oh my
god. Oh, is there a bus behind him?
Oh my god, there's a turner. There's a turner. Oh my god, there's a turner. Oh, and he's gone in. He's gone in.
It's a red.
They can't make it.
It's red.
Yes.
It's red. What? There, that's
four,
at least one.
4136. Number plate unknown.
Oh. Route oh, there's this guy behind him. I
what's that? 5:21 p.m.
Okay, we'll bump it up to one, but I would say if I was in charge of prosecuting him, I would not, because that's kind of. He couldn't do much in that situation.
He could have not entered the intersection.
That's true. He knew in advance they weren't going to
like,
go.
It was clear that he couldn't get through. And he's just like, fuck it. I'm in a bus. I'm going to go.
But come on, like, that was that guy's fault.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. He could have just not gone in. That was good. Oh, I'm getting worked
like,
up
the
for
rule
it.
Is you don't enter an intersection unless you can exit.
That doesn't work at this kind of lights. Because think about it. Then you'd. Because you can't know. There's always a chance the car.
But he did. He did.
He did. He did. Yeah. He did. Okay, yeah, he did. I get it. I'm just saying that if you follow that rule strictly,
yeah,
then only
oh my
one
God, there's another car here. Where did that come from?
Dude, what's up? No turners this time, at least.
Oh, I hope there's a turner.
He's waiting as well. Was there? Is there like a new sign up saying like, yo, really don't run these red lights, cars? Bit weird.
And then he goes.
Yes.
That's so bizarre.
Yeah.
How bizarre. Oh, that guy's going quick.
How bizarre. How bizarre.
Stole my car. Stole my car. Stole my car.
Yeah.
I like that version better.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty good. That
I like how it's got a music video.
Is it?
The Stole My Car.
Yeah.
You should look at the Stole My Car video.
Yeah, I'll do it one day.
It's like back to GTA, one of the GTAs.
Yeah. Is it like an official video? Because it was like, oh my, there's a red police car. We don't see them often.
Yeah, they're traffic.
Yeah, but like, do you see them much on the highway? Yeah.
Huh?
Because do you see them much out on the highway here?
Yeah, a bit.
Because like from Hamilton, we just never see them, so.
Oh, there was a bit of paper and there's a YouTube video that you've already watched.
Hmm. I know, that's where we found it.
What's that YouTube video you've already watched there, Stevie?
Let's have a look. The link from Pefe. It is. Oh, is it Stole My Car?
Yeah, Stole My Car.
Oh, this is not the one I was thinking of, right?
No, I don't think it is because you mentioned the whole album.
Yeah, this is. It might be the same one. This is the Stables Labels one, right? You know that album?
Sorry, I was just watching the red lights.
Fair enough. Good. Someone's got to. You know the Stables Labels album? There's an album of parody songs, and this was on it.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought that was the original, but perhaps not.
But yeah, that video is hilarious as fuck.
Okay, I'll watch it sometime. It's in the chat for anyone who wants to do it. It's https://www.you2... Yep, sorry, I'll start again. https...
Oh, my God.
Slash, slash.
And this is SS, everyone.
Yeah.
He'll be here all week.
Well, it's Friday.
Yeah.
I guess I will be here all week. Have we got any other news? There was an article published. I think it was Joseph Cox. It might not have been. I have to double check. Presumably you didn't see this article.
No, I didn't see much of this.
It was
remember
about...
you came in and it was just no news.
And then I just filled it in with the news because I'm a journalist, motherfucker. Track of the news.
Like no one in the office had any news.
Yeah, they did. They put out like two or three. Is that a Roman thing?
Until you came in. Maybe you just have all the control.
Well, maybe. Oh, come on. This is making me. Yeah. Yeah, come on.
No.
Article about like legal threats faced by researchers. So it was kind of like an overview of recent legal threats, I guess. They talked about the password keeper thing. You know, keeper? You remember that?
Yeah.
Bundled with Windows or something?
Yeah.
I've never seen it myself, but whatever. And the browser extension had a bug that let anyone access any password. I hope I don't get sued for saying this. Anyway, Tavis found it. Someone reported on it, and they're suing the reporter, right? Because they're retarded. Yeah, it's retarded.
It's America. Sue everyone.
Yeah, it's fucking dumb. Anyway, there's a bunch of other cases like that. And it's kind of like a nice little overview of like that. And then there was a bunch of researchers who were basically like, yeah, I don't really research much anymore because legal threats. Which is fair enough. I mean,
I'd agree with it.
Yeah.
That's why, like, bug bounties are kind of a bit nicer. There's, like, at least the goodwill there. Like, if nothing else, there's more goodwill than the alternative.
I mean, I remember doing a talk, like 4 years ago, like, just to the user group, about, like, legal stuff and bug bounties should be becoming more and more popular.
Yeah.
Because I was doing it back in the day, and I was just like, going to hack this company today.
Yeah, it's a bit dodgy, isn't it?
It really is. I was lucky, I guess, but I'm in
Yeah, I mean, you saw the thing. I've told the story with me and Hell's Pizza where I popped them with SQLi. I should rephrase. I didn't pop them like I got a shell. I found SQL injection and was like, this is SQL injection, and reported it.
And you got a free pizza.
I ordered $50 worth of pizza. They gave me a $40 pet voucher. And I was like, that was more than I ordered at the time. I was a fat shit at that point. I still am. And then also the company who made the site, Mobi2Go, who just make atrocious websites. I don't think that doesn't count as defamation because it's like objectively true. Like there's a bug, and I'm just going to drop this because it's fucking annoying. There is, or at least there was, a bug in the Burgerfuel website where anyone could view their sales data. You want to see how much each store is selling? You want to sell, like, see the exact data of what they're selling, how much?
I think that kind of thing? They fixed that, but I'm not too sure.
I'd fucking hope so. Because anyway, Mobi2Go make atrocious websites.
I don't have the source
full
anymore.
Of bugs. Yeah.
The person working there, not the source code.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thought I should clarify.
I don't know, atrocious. They were like, we'll send you money. What's your bank account number? And I'm like, sweet, here it is. And they never sent it. And I'm like, why'd you even say you were going to send it then? You know, like, I would have been fine with...
Hey, it might have been, like, the person thought that you would deserve money, but then they went higher up and they were like, nah.
It's still bullshit, right? Like, that bus is fucking... Hooting.
Yeah, they're rocketing through.
Yeah.
Even with these Twix oranges. Oh, there's a local horse guy. Oh, there's all three of them.
Oh, look at them.
Should we knock on the window and...
Oh, my gosh. Don't knock on the window. Anyway, what was I saying?
Actually knows me.
I'm okay if someone's like, I'm like, here's SQL injection. Do you have a bug bounty or anything? And they're like, no, that's fine.
It's happening again.
Or what do you mean, what's happening again? Car's going slow?
Yeah, it was someone putting in there, so it'll probably be cleared.
It looks okay.
Yeah, that was a pretty fast bus. Mm. It was more like a buh. Did you get it?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Whoa,
that
guy's fucking
like,
hell.
That was a red, so I'll just cross lanes and just park up there.
There was like, do you see how much they were going through that though?
Yeah.
Like I think I would have stepped out, or at least feigned stepping out. I'd have just like looked at my phone and feigned stepping out.
Yeah.
Because fuck him, you know? Like I don't give a shit. Fuck them. Fuck him. Like that's like, I don't know. I'm torn. I don't want to be hit by a bus, so yeah. So, you know...
I nearly got hit by a car the other day.
Haven't seen it all
the bike. Hadn't been on the bike for a while.
Yeah.
Nearly got hit by a car.
It's a thing. If you drive a bike, you're probably going to be hit by a car. It's just a thing. It's unfortunate. I don't want it to be that way,
the
but it is.
The guy, when I like stopped next to him, I was like, did you even look? And he's like, what? I'm like, you're a dick. You didn't. Just didn't even look. And he's like, oh, shit, sorry.
Yeah, it's like, well, you'd be more sorry if I'm dead, wouldn't you? She'd carry around a life-size mannequin and at appropriate times throw it at cars and then, like, hide yourself so that they're like, oh, my God, I just killed a guy.
Didn't they do that on Jackass? Like, stand on bridges?
On a bridge, yeah. That's a bit different.
Fuck, I would go fucking nuts if that happened. I'd be like, oh, my God. Like, what has happened? Some guy's, like, just jumping.
It's different, though, because if you throw it from a bridge, it's like, dude tries to commit suicide, get like lands on bridge. That's different. That's not your fault. So you'd feel bad, but it wouldn't be your fault. You'd probably feel less bad. Whereas if you used it at the opportune time to make people think they had killed you when they were doing dangerous diving, funnier.
It's harder to plan, though.
Fuck yeah. It'd be, like, impossible, but...
I just have it like on the back of my bike and like push a button. And
oh
it
yeah,
just
like
falls
a, like an inflatable one that you throw, and as you throw it, it inflates.
And it's like filled with some pig's blood or something.
Yeah, so it fills and then and splats.
Just blood everywhere.
Oh, that'd be pretty good. That'd be pretty good.
Oh, this could be it. Oh, yes.
Nah.
Oh yes.
Finally, fuck what, yeah.
What's that? It's Route 3. Fuck, I don't know.
You didn't make a...
Kids, can you?
You didn't make a bloody guess, did you?
A guess?
Yeah, how many buses?
Oh, I didn't know.
What would you have guessed? Try and think back.
Well, you said 5.
Yeah. You wouldn't have fucking said 4. You would have said 6. I'm making you guess six.
I'll probably guess seven. What time are we at the moment?
We're a bit through it.
Halfway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we've got the Bus Factor is up on one of the podcast sites now, right?
Yeah. It's up on a couple now.
Yeah. But not Apple iTunes because they take months to approve you or something? No, right. I looked it up.
Yeah. It's on GPodder. It's on Pocket Cast. It's on a bunch of stuff. We've also got an RSS link on the website.
Which is the...
If you can find it.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to find.
It's hidden.
Dude, it's so horrible. Yeah, if you search for, like, how long does Apple take to approve my stuff, you get a bunch of posts from people complaining, being like, it's been, like, a month, and people being like, oh, they say it'll take 2 weeks. And that's all you can find. No one actually says it takes 2 weeks. The only people you can say saying it takes 2 weeks is the people telling
the
people.
Oh, there was some stuff that was, like, on their forum system that you had to, like, log in to view, which I thought was shit.
Yeah. I mean, their entire ecosystem is fucking shitty, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, you should be able to find us.
And hopefully on iTunes soon. Oh yeah, so speaking of like bug bounties and stuff, I'm gonna mention this. I should mention it to the cert as well. Not gonna mention, right?
This the medical issue that you were talking to me about before.
Yeah.
The one about your...
The rash.
Yeah, you should tell cert.
Rather, should I tell the Bus Factor?
If you want to tell Bus Factor, yeah.
I don't think it's a problem, right? I mean, it is, but not for me.
Well, it's potentially not a problem, but yeah, you should definitely tell us.
I'll mention
about
it because
that
it makes me nervous.
Yeah.
So there's like a thing. My doctor has a website. I don't even know what it's called. Like Manage My Health. My Health Managed. Manage My Health. My Health Managed. Well, I'll just find it. Manage My Health. That is what it's called. Managemyhealth.co.nz. And if you go to the website, you're immediately like, this looks a bit dodgy. You look at the URLs and you're like, whoa, I'm not liking this website. And you go to enter search keyword here and you enter a double quote that gives you a 500.
So it's interesting. This Manage My Health was actually sponsored by the government to...
I mean, it's a good idea, but like, as soon as most governments get involved, they're like, we're going to pay someone $200 million. And if they fail, we'll give them more money. And it's like that incentivizes bad project management.
Yep.
So fuck them. Anyway, it's built by MedTech, a global company, MedTech. They're really familiar. I don't know where I've heard of them before. You heard of them before? MedTech?
Nah. Show me this double quote.
Oh, yeah. So here we are. It's a little bit hard to see because it actually happens in an AJAX request. But they're their website's just stopped. Do you see it? It's a 200 to the era page. Just so you get rid of it and you're like, so yeah, you see that? They're like fucking whatchamacallit, it is just retarded. Wait for it. Wait
so
for
do
it.
The double hey, quote.
So now we just had a double quote. But 302s to the era page.
So it's not a 500.
It's a 500, dude. It's clearly they've just hooked into their like 500ing. Was it like there's just a bunch of weird things? Like they do a post request for the search, which is according to the spec uncacheable,
yeah,
which is retarded. And then like it's just a shitty website. It's got more problems. Like they have RDP open to the internet,
yeah,
on a medical system. What the fuck is wrong
I
with them?
I reckon you should tell old sir.
Yeah, I might. But the thing is, like, it's really just like, hey, it looks like these guys haven't been tested, or they've been tested by an incompetent company, because they're probably gonna be like, oh yeah, KPMG tested us, so we're fine. And what are you going to say to that? You could be like, well, I'm pretty sure I could pop them, but cert's not going to have the authority to say, sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those situations where it's like, until a hacker, a dodgy one, a black hat, decides that they want to steal all of New Zealand's medical records, what are you going to do? Nothing. That's what you're going to do. Can't do anything. It's annoying in any case. But if any black hats out there want to pop these guys and steal all the medical data, I'm sure it would not be hard. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying you should do it. But, yeah. It's not made by hipsters. It's made by, like, it looks like an old, like an old person who just got the design. It looks like it's ASP or something. Yeah, it's like .NET or something. And they clearly got given a design from some company who knows how to design.
Yeah.
And bastardized the shit out of it. Like, that's what I'm guessing happened.
What was I thinking? Yeah, the thing I don't like about Manage My Health is you can't do it with your doctor, you have to do it with the receptionist after you've seen the doctor or something.
Oh, really? What do you mean? Elaborate. I've never used it.
So who signed you up for it? Your
doctor?
No one,
because my doctor was like, hey, we've got this thing where you can do this. And I was like, sweet. And I'm like, how do I do it? And he's like, I just fill this in and give it to the receptionist. And I was like, okay. So I went to do it then, and she's like, oh, you need ID. And I'm like, oh, I don't have ID on me. And that's the end of it. That's all I've done so far.
You need ID, but the doctor will quite happily do all the doctory things without ID.
Because what is the doctor going to do? The doctor's going to be like,
prescribe you drugs and like a whole bunch of more stuff.
Yeah, but that's fine. Well, I guess it's, okay.
Yeah, it seems a bit weird that
you're right,
you don't need ID for all the stuff that like the doctor actually does, but...
Actually, that's a good idea. Yeah. If you ring up, if you know someone gets a shit ton of pain meds or a shit ton of benzos, you ring up, you're like, and you do it on a day you know the normal doctor's not working, so they wouldn't recognize you.
Yeah.
My name's Gregory McGregface. I'd like more pills, please. The doctor's like, what's up? And they're just like, I need more pills. Please, more pills. That's a good point. Yeah.
My doctor did something weird the other day. So, like, I had booked in, but, like, they happened to see me earlier that day, and they were seeing me walking.
Yeah.
And I went in and complained about some like sore feet problems. And they were like, oh, yeah, when I saw you walking earlier, like you were like leaning in. I was like, wait, what? Like, where? And they were like, oh, just down here. I'm like, oh, random.
Yeah. I'm always like, I think of doctors as people who like shouldn't recognize me outside of the clinic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, they are human.
Oh, yeah. Like, I knew my family doctor and he knew me. Now I've got a different doctor. And
in what kind of sense? How did like physically? Did he know you physically?
Reasonably. Actually, I don't know how physically he knew me. Well, he knew me since I was a baby. You have a dodgy mind.
I have a dodgy mind. You have a dodgy mind. I never said anything dodgy. Doctor places who do only HTTP. Yeah, though that being said, like most people don't book stuff on their doctor's site, like over HTTP. Repeats? Yeah, some people do repeats over HTTP. Pretty dodgy. But, I mean, yeah, this is at least like SSL'd. Like, sure, it provides a place for everyone to store, like, get all the medical records for every New Zealander, or, you know, most of them. But at least it's over SSL. Actually, guess what? You know they have HPKP enabled. They have public key pinning enabled.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. RDP open to the internet, double quote gives you a 500, but at least they have public key pinning enabled. Yeah, I fucking guarantee they got pen tested by like KPMG or some shit. One of the big four. Right? That's what would have happened.
Yeah.
And they would have been like, some mad.
Some checklist. Oh, yeah, you don't have this.
Fucking God forbid they do some actual fucking hacking. Anyway, we got any more news?
Yeah.
Do you want to take the next one? Do you know the one is? That's the US one?
I kind of know something about that. So, US borders. So, you know your passport.
I know of my passport.
You got a fancy new passport, right?
Yeah. I mean, like they've been around for a long time.
Electronic and whatnot.
Ah, yes, the e-passport holders.
I like how they've still got signs up about, like, e-passport holders can do this. Who actually has an old passport these days?
It might be from different countries.
Like, yeah, I suppose, like...
I hear those Syrian passports not so good anymore.
But yeah, so these e-passports, they have like whole PKI structure.
Yeah, like you can actually, you can get apps for your phone that'll scan them and be like give you all the details. Yeah.
But yeah, they're like all, they're all signed and legit and shit.
Yeah. Are they signed and legit and shit?
Yeah, they are.
Oh.
But...
Yeah.
US borders just don't check that. You're like, oh yeah, this is a passport. I know passports.
That's a bit dumb. But does that make it easy to forge? I guess it makes it easy to forge.
Yeah.
What checking do they do? Just they check that it physically looks okay? Is that it?
Yeah, I guess.
That's
and
so
has
dumb.
Some information on it.
Yeah. Okay, so that makes it easy to forge. Because the entire, one of the points of the e-passport is that it's harder to forge because... Not only do you have to get it looking right, but you then have to get access to the keys.
Yeah.
Which might be harder. I don't know. Hey, so if they're not checking the signatures and you go through the e-gate system, doesn't that mean it doesn't even have to look right? Because no one's going to cite your passport in the US. Yeah, they still have e-gates there. When I went through, So it means you could just get through. And surely there must be some validation. Surely.
No, I suppose when I went to the US, it was on every passport, so I still had to like show it to someone.
Yeah, no, so they have a thing where, at least when I was there, when I went through last, which was how many months ago now, if you had been through at least once before and had your passport cited, the next time you go through, your passport would let you use the e-gate system.
Oh, yeah.
That was basically how it worked, from what I remember. Yeah. And so one of the problems I had was, I went through the first time, got it cited, whatever. The next time they were like, oh, if you've had it cited before, like if you've been through already at least once, you can use the system. And I went to use it and they were like, oh no, your passport's expired since, new passport needs to be cited again.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. I mean, I'm not sure how it all works, but that was the gist of how it worked for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. That seems dumb anyway.
Yeah, I found it kind of weird.
That is weird. Like, you expect better from these people.
Yeah.
Like, if it was the TSA, you're like, sure, TSA is useless. But, like, it's border control people?
Just security theater, really.
What the TSA is, border control stuff seems less theatery. Because border control is at its heart about tracking rather than...
Yeah, I mean, they do what they do.
Yeah.
And they've done that for, like, years, decades.
Yeah.
Centuries? How long?
Not centuries. Post-World War I for passports?
There we go. Yeah, a bit of history trivia, yeah, on the bus factor.
That makes sense, because they needed to track all the spies and shit. That kind
so
of
what
thing.
Happened before World War I with boats and whatnot?
You just went through? Nice. Ooh. I'm in favor of open borders.
Open borders? Well, yeah, like most of Europe is open border.
Yeah. Oh yeah, what do we got next?
Which that probably wouldn't have helped World War I or II. Mm. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We're hearing a story.
Oh, yeah? We've got someone in the background.
Wait, hang on. You're saying with this MH370, which was the flight that got lost, or the one that got shot down? Okay.
Well, we just missed like a random homeless guy crossing the road on a red.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, why is that car stopping, but that car's still going?
And so you're saying that a bunch of people on the flight didn't have valid passports? Traveling on passports that have been reported lost.
Okay, I've got the part thing.
It's Dave in the office.
Yeah, there was a bunch of people who were traveling on passports that had been reported lost because the border people who are letting people get on the plane and whatnot weren't actually checking the Interpol database of lost passports.
Is this a conspiracy theory?
No. This was, there were people that were came back because these were the people they were concerned about because...
Oh, as in, like, they were concerned that they were, like, terrorists or whatever.
Well, that they needed to really identify who they were.
Yeah, okay.
Which I think they then actually got the video footage from the airports tied it all back and actually identified who they were.
And who were they?
Just bog-standard people.
Bog-standard people who were traveling on stolen, presumably stolen passports.
Yeah.
Surely that's something that, I'm not sure I buy this. Something sounds a bit dodgy here.
Yeah, but the main point I was trying to get across was...
They weren't checking the database.
Yeah, they weren't checking the Interpol database for the lost passports.
You'd feel like that would be so easy as well.
It's because Interpol publishes the list,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just get fucking Hugh to write your script and fucking do it. It'd be fine. Hey, you take the public mic right now, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, that seems ridiculous to me. I'm glad I don't work in border security. Next up, what conferences do you enjoy, Hugh?
I enjoy a few. There's actually a couple coming up.
Let's go through your top five conferences of all time.
Top five conferences of all time.
All time. Like, just the name. Not like CrikeyCon 7, but just...
Security or...?
Technology, we'll say.
I've been to a lot of technology conferences.
Well, come on, pick them out then.
Oh...
Or just start from number one. Just you don't need to
one's favorite as well.
You just name the five.
So there was one that I just got a free hotel at because I just happen to know people.
Nice. Bah, nice.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Well, name them. Come on. Don't faff around.
That was... Can't remember. It was some student-run conference.
Oh, my God. Just...
Okay. I'm not sure it still exists.
Fine, let's give you the top two conferences then. Can you give them?
Top two? What's
what
the criteria?
Conferences do you enjoy?
I enjoy quite a lot, to be honest.
Oh my God. Okay, anyway, the point is KiwiCon's coming back.
Oh, what did you tell me?
Oh my goodness. So it's coming back with one of the B-Sides organizers, Erica, also known as Bettina.
Yeah, and it's the 17th, 18th November. It's on the website. It's a Friday, Saturday this time.
Dates are published, but the... I don't mind Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, I think Friday, Saturday is better.
Yeah, it's good.
More chance of getting, like, randoms that don't want to take time off work.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Not much about it yet. I mean...
Yeah, so start thinking of stuff that you want to submit.
Yeah, they said they're doing the CFP process different this year as well. Are we going to submit something?
Maybe.
You know what we could do?
There's also an option for a ukulele number.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We were
talking
at breakfast this morning.
Yeah. Well, we did crack musician to get infinite listen
time. Oh, my God.
So. TY musician for putting that...
How many O-Days are we dropping this today?
Kat's dropped a lot of O-Days, right? They don't have any SSL validation, so I'm going to test, but I think you can just shell anyone who's using musician. So that'll be fun. I mean, if you're man in the middle, which, you know, is, I guess, a kind of high bar these days.
Well, it's not really shelling.
You'll get a shell on their computer. It'll silently install any exe you give it.
Does it actually?
Yeah. Like, have you seen the way, when you launch the musician launcher on Windows,
yeah,
it will, and I presume Linux, it will launch a pre-launcher that downloads the latest exe and runs it silently.
Wow.
Yeah. So... I haven't tested that. That's not an O-Day. That's a research idea.
Yeah, I've only used it on my phone.
Yeah, which I'm guessing you can still shell pretty easily. Did you see I changed my name to Hackerman?
Yeah. I was wondering whether it was a test account or not.
Yeah, because Sarah was like, you can't tell if it's a test account. So I tried changing it to be like 999 guitar hours or whatever. But there's so much redundant data in their API. The first API call is like, how many hours? And then there's another one being like, how many hours? And then there's a final one being like, how many hours? And I was like, I don't want to fucking do that. You know, there's also a bug in the PHP JSON parsing. Because you can parse JSON as an object or as an array, array. You parse it as an associative array. In some cases, it'll lose data. Weird. I don't know if it's a bug or like, I think it's not a bug.
Is this musician still or just PHP?
PHP.
Yeah.
I think.
I was going to say, like, are we popping them or?
No, I haven't done anything against their server. Like, I don't want to fuck their servers up. That's illegal as well.
You just want to use their servers for free.
Exactly.
Forever.
Which
may or may not be illegal.
I'm probably going to pay for it as well so that I can see what the paid requests look like. And then I can get a free paid account forever. But I got to pay for it for that. So, you know, I'll do it. Because I don't have it's not a premium account yet, just infinite time free account.
What does the premium get you?
Bigger lessons. That's the main thing.
Oh yeah, I used the premium before the lessons were there.
Yeah. So. No ads. That's the other thing I fucking want to do.
You used to have unlimited practice, but now you don't have an unlimited practice.
There is like a few glitches, like if you start a song, you don't get kicked out until you finish it. So if you're at the end of your lesson time, just pick the hardest song you can.
And just practice for like ever.
Yeah, practice for half an hour and you're going to have enough practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also a bug in their system, I believe. If you start a lesson but don't finish it, and I don't mean the lessons, I mean like if you start your time and don't finish it,
yeah,
come back the next day, like let's say 23 hours later. So I started a lesson at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Came back the next day, but it's actually the same day at 2300.
Yeah.
Finished the lesson, which was 3 minutes. And then it was like, you've got 12 hours to wait to next lesson.
Yeah.
I was like, motherfucker.
Duolingo kind of has similar with that. Like if you start a lesson the day before, then you finish it the next day, it'll count for the day before. Like it'll count for the day you started it, not for the day you finished it.
Yeah, it's tough. The problem is I'm up at midnight often enough that I run into these issues quite often.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, the normal person who's doing this shit at, like, midday or whatever is just never going to notice these issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got some more news here. CrikeyCon's on at the moment. You see that?
Yeah, CrikeyCon's this weekend, isn't it?
Yep. It's all started. People are getting their dinner out. It might be Friday, Saturday. Like, maybe.
Yeah. It's just one day, Saturday.
One day, yeah. It's looking good this year. There's a lot of people there that I, like, recognize, and I was like, oh, maybe I should have gone.
Yeah, I was debating going, but I was busy last week, so kind of took up a lot of my time.
Yeah. I don't know what cons I'm going to go to this year. No UnrestCon. Looks like no WhackCon. So, what does that leave? KiwiCon? Went to Christchurch last year. Who knows?
besides Melbourne is besides Melbourne? There, there's besides so, Perth yeah. now as well.
Yeah, which I mean, Perth is still a long way away.
Yeah,
probably besides Melbourne, like I guess.
Perth isn't too far away. It's only like 11 hours.
Yeah, I might as well fucking go to Japan. Japan was that same amount of time, and I got to go to fucking Japan rather than stinky hot Perth, which is like, hey, be sweaty.
Do you remember that time that you got jumped in the car and the heaters were all on?
Yeah, I remember. I'm pretty sure I almost passed out. Felt like I was going to pass out.
The windows were all locked as well.
Yeah. It was very unpleasant.
Those were good times.
Perth is too hot for me. Now, GitHub. Pretty good security.
GitHub.
Yep. They have, do you remember that thing in the past? Someone enumerated all the SSH keys on GitHub.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about this before. Yeah.
Someone enumerated all the SSH keys on GitHub and just found the ones that were like 256-bit RSA.
Yeah.
Right? Cracked them. And they told GitHub, and GitHub immediately pushed out a thing being like, proactively disable anyone with weak keys. It was really good. It was A+. They've kind of done the same thing again, but server-side this time.
Nah, it's just a fresh.
Damn.
Well, that's me.
Do you want to answer that on the
live
air?
Live caller.
Hello? Oh, he's taking the microphone away. Do they want to know about GitHub? They want to know. Tell her about the GitHub. He wants to know. I think it might be his wife, Mrs. Davenport. Yeah. Or possibly his sister, it's hard to tell. Anyway, I'll talk about GitHub because don't want to do that. They've done a new thing, which is server-side. They're disabling TLS v1 and TLS v1.1, which seems super proactive and possibly not even that useful because like that's still strong crypto. Generally speaking, if someone's running TLS v1, I don't think anyone's going to be like popping them anytime soon. They're also removing some of the SSH key cipher stuff. And it wasn't immediately clear to me, because I'm not familiar with OpenSSH, whether this was in the key exchange or the like crypto after that. I think it was key exchange crypto. But very proactive, possibly a little bit overzealous. Like, it doesn't seem very useful to do that. You know what I mean?
What was the gist again, sorry?
Disabling TLS v1 and v1.1.
Yeah.
And also some older key exchange ciphers. And yes!
Yeah!
Older key exchange ciphers in
route number
SSH.
14 at 5:53 p.m.
Do you think that's useful?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
It just feels like excessive to me, you know?
Yeah.
Which I'm not opposed to it. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't do it myself. You know what I mean?
They do a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, you said do.
Do.
They do a lot of that stuff.
You said do as well. You know, it's quite a common English thing.
Yeah.
You quite often say do.
I don't often say that. It's gross, bro. I don't say that. You might say it. I don't.
It's because our conjugations are weird.
Yeah. So are our congregations as well.
What?
So are our congregations.
You know,
like churches and stuff.
Yeah.
But weird.
Did you see my XP on the old Duolingo?
Oh yeah, you're doing good at Duolingo. I saw. I haven't done language in ages. I've got a French calendar at home. Like that, it's like a word of the day calendar.
I did 1,000 XP in a week.
Oh my god, that's so much. It's 100 lessons, right?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
I'm 66% fluent.
Are you re-golding or something? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard.
It's so
close.
But you need to maintain that for so long to get it, because it's that.
I went to my Spanish meetup and the guy was like, "Yeah, I'm like 63%," and he's like, "All gold." And then like I did on French, and I got up to 66, and I'm not even all gold yet. And he's like, "What the fuck?"
That's because
French is a lot longer.
It's not only that, but the fluency is also to do with how long you've been doing it as well.
Oh yeah.
So the longer it stays gold, the higher your fluency goes.
Yeah.
It is tough, though, yeah. So you can talk to 66% of French people. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's decent.
Another app I use, I'm like 71% or something.
Is that Memrise or?
Another one.
The third one?
Yeah, the one I started using down in Christchurch. I don't use it as much, though.
What was that one? What's it called?
Lingvist.
Oh, Lingvist, yeah. I saw it, yeah.
Yeah, it's less languages, so I don't use it all the time because it doesn't have all the languages.
Fewer
either.
Languages, not less, less languages.
Less.
Accountable, motherfucker.
Ones, linguas.
I don't know. We got some last little bits of news here. We got the NPM fiasco, which I was just reading on my phone. So I want to get the details right because it sounds like a fucking hilarious story.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking random. I only had a quick read.
So this is the title. Critical Linux file system permissions are being changed by latest version, which that's not a pleasant thing to read.
I like how the checkboxes are like, it's doing something I don't know.
Yeah, because the options are it's crashing, it's producing an incorrect install, or it's doing something I don't understand. There's no option here for it's a buggy release, you piece of shit. You don't you have to take the one that's like, I don't understand the NPM. Anyway, so 5.6 released a few hours ago. Critical issue. It traverses and challenges wrong. So if you run NPM as root, that's fine. But if you run it as your own user with sudo, it will chown a bunch of directories such as /etc/user/boot to the current user. So, yeah, that's what we call bad, I think, is the term in software development.
Hard to know. Hard to know.
This directory is important. You ever heard of /etc before? Like, anything important?
What happens from there?
Does anything need to read anything?
What's
from
a directory?
Directory. Well, actually, on Linux, everything's a file, so I think we're safe.
Yeah, they're directories and files.
Directories are files.
They're all inodes, man. Get with the times.
Ooh, an inode. Anyway, that's a hilarious fucking bug. I saw people complaining about it last night, and can you imagine running that? That's a release as well. That's not.
Oh, I know, right?
That's not even
point
like
release
a
straight away.
Here we are. Someone just commented, this destroyed 3 production servers after a single deploy. Because people just update immediately and it just. Yeah, and so here's the other problem is that it's tagged as 5.7.0.
Yeah.
Which if you click on tags and you just look, you're like, that's a release. I'll use it. 5.7.0. It's tagged. It's ready to go, right? Yeah. You generally tag your releases when they're done.
Yeah, yeah.
No, this is actually a pre-release.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. So this is like a bit weird. It's a little bit. Oh, yeah. And then the blog post is just like 5.7.0 released, but it doesn't say it's a pre-release. It just says we've released this, but it's actually marked in like their terminology as a pre-release. I don't know. It's fucked.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess you don't want to be running NPM and prod, lol. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's funny in any case. Haha. Can someone prove that this update destroys production servers? Yeah. Yeah, it does, buddy. Oh my
gosh. I can imagine it causing some mayhem.
Yeah. What's going to be hard to read /etc? Nothing.
Yeah.
We got one last story there.
What's that? You know that?
Yeah, that's the AWS. Okay, so you know how AWS was emailing out about bucket permissions being wrong?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They have a front-end tool that deals with it called the Trusted Advisor. And it looks like they've just basically given that Trusted Advisor to everyone. You know how sometimes they'll be like, if you pass for premium, we'll give you more features. And one of them is like, we'll hand-analyze your bucket permissions.
Yeah.
Which is, they've just run a script that they already have. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, that was it. Not much news. So, yeah. Oh my god, it kind of looks like their bus is on fire. I seriously looked at it from over here and was like, oh my god, is that on fire?
Oh yeah, does anyone notice anything different about the video quality?
Or the fact the bus looks like it's on fire?
Because we've actually got a new camera.
We do.
It's HD.
1080p. 1080p. Crazy. You know, we are running it at like 480p, so it's not like it's fucking doing a lot of, you know, what do you call it?
Yeah, I suppose we could bump that up in there.
It won't make a difference. Like, if that was clear 480p, it would still look 1,000 times better than that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. We need a good camera first.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that's all the news for this. But, oh, wait, no, there was one last piece of news.
Oh, yeah, bus, like, bus ran lane. Through a fucking hedge, then car park?
A car,
then ran right next to a digger, and like ran over a few cars in a car park.
It had CCTV, but it was not very good to look at.
Yeah, it was pretty bad footage.
We didn't bother.
Look it up. It was up in Auckland, in like an IBM car park or something.
Yeah, how did it happen? Did they just like
Like it sounded like the brakes cut out or something.
Yeah, and so he swerved. Yeah.
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 So they did what they probably should have done.
Did anyone die?
No.
Or just injured?
I think it was an empty bus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Good, so it was just the driver.
If everyone had been in there, I think we would have had a lot more injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, we clearly would have. It looked brutal, right?
It did. Like, it fucking ran through a tree.
And the thing is, buses just don't stop.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, there's a car in front of me? Not stopping. They'll just...
I saw it in Brooklyn one time. A truck was coming down one of the steep streets and their brakes were cut or something. And they just, like, stared into a wall.
Yeah.
And it fucking annihilated a pole. I was like, holy shit, is the guy right? But yeah, the guy was fine. He aimed it so it was gonna hit the passenger side, and he still got like a bit of a blow, but
yeah, you were, because the
but he was like, yeah, I didn't want to like run through the intersection because like I probably just would have killed someone.
Yeah, it's the thing. If you're in the truck, like take the hit in the truck. You'll be better protected than if you hit a car. Parked cars are another good one. Just fucking plow into parked cars. You're right.
Yeah.
It's not going to stop you that much, but it'll be better than nothing.
It'll slow you down.
Yeah, which every bit you can slow down, I guess.
But fuck, imagine driving and like thinking, I have to crash now to avoid fucking someone else up.
Oh yeah, my stepdad had the brakes fail on a big hill in Dunedin. Yeah, fuck
or
that.
Or the big hill? Or just a big hill?
A big hill. Yeah.
Mm.
Use the engine to brake. Yeah, you got that advantage. But in a truck, even engine braking, especially down a hill, you don't do shit all. Like, you'd have to fucking, even first gear.
Oh, it is the big hill.
Oh, it was the big hill.
Oh, yeah.
Bit unpleasant, isn't it? Okay, well, I think we're about done.
Yeah.
It's just wait for this set of lights, see if we can get up to five. We're five yet? We're four. We're three. We can't get up to five. It's possible.
Oh, I said four right before.
Something like that. You did.
Oh, there's a stream of them.
Oh, this is good. I'm liking it. One more?
Nah.
No. Okay. Well, that's it for this week.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week, probably. I have no reason not to be back next week, so I presume we'll be back next week.
Yeah, I think we're here.
Yeah, that's it from us.
All right.
Have a nice weekend. Ciao.
See ya.
All right, just gonna move the mouse and bye.